Hare Krishna. Yesterday we had a very, very wonderful Rath Yatra festival. It was very, very lovely weather. It wasn't very hot, but the sky was clear. And although the day before was pouring rain, it was more than pouring rain, it was pounding. So Lord Jagannath had arranged to really clean the streets. Everything had been nicely cleaned beforehand. And we had quite a few devotees. I don't know, I can't compare with previous years, because last year I only managed to come for half an hour just to give the talk, because I was sick last year, and the year before I was sick again, and I was sitting in the farm doing Rath Yatra. But it was very well attended, very, very well organized. There were devotees from Hungary, and then also there were some devotees from abroad as well, Austria and Croatia and so on. And very nice stage program. Well, the procession was very good, well organized, and as usual, police are very, very helpful. They always like the Rath Yatra, because in their words, it's one of the few sort of gatherings and where there's no violence of any sort taking place. And even at the last half, I was able to lead kirtan, and cart was very, very beautifully decorated. Tatiksha Prabhu, he says that in Budapest they decorate the cart most nicely. Lots of flower arrangements, and ribbons and balloons, and so it was very, very attractive. And there were a lot of people, a phenomenal amount of tourists in town, and we went from what's called Hero Square all the way down to Vers Martite. Both of them are well visited, well attended places. And from the reports I heard, all the prasadam got consumed. We had a very nice set up little village. We can see pictures, some of the pictures other devotees took, some of the pictures I tried to take as well. And had a good stage program all the way through. There was one part of the stage program that I didn't appreciate, which was some kind of drum demonstration. In other words, people just banging away on drums, not devotees, but someone else, which has really got nothing to do with Krishna consciousness. So that's a one-off. I'm not going to repeat it again. But aside from that, it was we had lots of people there sitting through the whole program. There were question and answer tents, and Bhakti Hadas tent, and book tents, and of course all kinds of other little gift items and so on. And the main was a prasadam tent, and a prasadam tent, and a food for life tent. It was very successful. Devotees had put in a lot of energy into realizing that, and we had a lot of support from supporters. It was a real well participated program, well supported festival. And next weekend is our fair, which we call Búcsú in Hungary, at the farm where Well, the difference is that people come there here. Of course, the devotees come, but we try to go where there's already so many people at the farm. There's just us, so everyone has to come, and usually they're coming from quite some distance. So we're hoping to get at least 8,000 to 10,000 people. We've never broken the 9,000 mark, so we're shooting for that. And still, I just wanted to comment on what I experienced here, and of course not just here, but I both experienced and see at other Rath Yatra festivals, which somewhat for me at least dilutes the atmosphere a little, and that is sometimes the appearance and conduct of devotees, often initiated devotees, mostly initiated devotees, older devotees, when rather than coming, dressing in a way that celebrates Lord Jagannath's blessings on the people. Men are dressed in shorts, sporting beards, weird hats, dressing in all kinds of unconventional ways, or at least unconventional Krishna conscious wise, or just mimicking, or maybe I should just say aping, the way non-devotees dress, and also not really necessarily conducting themselves appropriately, or then hopping into a kirtan with some kind of instrument and sort of giving the impression that this is Krishna consciousness. And of course, ladies are not necessarily immune from also being seen in all forms of sort of undress or dress that's not necessarily becoming real. Vaishnavas, short skirts, tight pants, tops, lower tops, and as I mentioned on my way back, sometimes I think Rath Yatra is sort of like a bit of a zoo, where it's not just here we are to glorify Lord Jagannath and to actually present ourselves in a way that glorifies Lord Jagannath and conduct ourselves in the same way, but we're here to have a good time. This is like a party. This is for me. And for me to sort of show off something, I'm not quite sure what it is, but that seems to be part of a phenomena of Lord Jagannath's mercy, that it gives people of all different types of inclinations to come out. And of course, non-devotees, we're happy that they come anyway, or in any dress, but it's not necessarily the non-devotees, but here it's about actually the Vaishnavas. Very often, Vaishnavas in long-standing, or devotees who have actually already been born into Vaishnava families. And it doesn't give a homogeneous picture to people who are watching. Well, who are the Hare Krishnas? And what do Hare Krishnas supposed to look like? How are they supposed to conduct themselves? Right at the very beginning, sort of 30 seconds after Jagannath got up on the cart, some woman was embracing a man in a very very passionate way right in front of the cart, like 2 feet in front of the cart. So I had to tell them to sort of move on somewhere else. And the same type of thing goes on, more like some kind of social event or social gathering, rather than the intent of here we are to glorify Lord Jagannath and get his blessings. And of course, Srila Prabhupada didn't mind when devotees dressed in Western clothes, but then he wanted them to dress like gentlemen. So then dressed in a suit and a tie and some kind of beautiful, Western clothes, and that then becomes at least somewhat in keeping with what real Rath Yatra should be. So I mention it because it's something that would certainly improve the quality of the visual presentation, and then connected that with the also consciousness of where Rath Yatra goes on to. And unfortunately the same thing happens in temples. Trying here in Budapest in the farm to convince devotees, older devotees, that they shouldn't be walking around in temples in shorts, and these knee-long sort of wrapper clothes, and instead of looking like wrappers, they should look like Krishnas. Just the other day, one devotee was there. I asked him, I said, would you walk in like this into a Christian church? And he said, no. I said, so why here? Anyway, he apologized and promised he wouldn't do it in the future. So something to consider. Are we really appearing, conducting ourselves at Vaishnava festivals in the way that's befitting Vaishnavas? Or are we diluting this down into something to suit our own sense gratification, and at the same time compromising how we should be worshipping and pleasing Krishna and Lord Jagannath? Okay, that's it for today. I'm sure everyone will have a lot to say about this, but Hare Krishna.